What you're going to see through film today, TV, The Anonymous Teacher, number one, and then some positive helps on television. No doubt some of the positive helps you're going to maybe laugh at and snicker at, because some of the shows that are tops for children are not necessarily what our children are looking at today. Number one in children's positive viewing is Mr. Rogers and the Neighborhood. Most adults will laugh and snicker at that, but it's not geared to adults at all. It's geared to the child, to the smallest child, giving them positive values and virtues for the home, the family, the community, and the world in which they live. And amazingly, the most popular children's show, Sesame Street, has not been created for children. It's created with the same bang, bang, bang that goes to adults. And that's why a lot of adults are completely fascinated by Sesame Street. Television awareness and some of the training it does for the family as well as for children looks at some things. I'd like to give three statements on children's viewing habits. One of the learned doctors on the East Coast, highly respected educator and author, in fact she wrote the book The Learning Child, says, "I recommend that children under 6 not be allowed to watch TV at all. The permissive use of television at home is a form of child abuse." Catherine Moody of the New York Council on Children's Television. "When the television goes off in a household, a new child emerges. A child is more relaxed, inquiring, and friendly." 2 years that I have been involved in television awareness in the congregation, at home, and on a college campus, I have known two things and two habits beginning to change. A lot of children become very hyper when they watch television. You take television out of their life, and they begin very quiet, and they begin to do things that they don't normally do when television set is on. And one thing that a study has shown, that children that have a hard time going to sleep at night usually are tracked because they watch too much television. It's also been found that addiction to television can be just as hard to come off of as addiction to drugs. The same withdrawal symptoms, the same problems with drug addiction is true with TV addiction. Some statistics that I will give you are no doubt going to raise not only your eyebrows, but are going to also cause you to do not only some thinking, but also to begin wondering yourself as you look at television and as you watch it. Did you know that children between the ages of 2 and 5 watch an average of 23 hours of television a week? Did you know that intelligent children watch more television than others? That suburban children watch more than those in the inner city? That typical viewers will end up spending more time at the television than they will at public schools? That the average American spends 1,200 hours a year in front of the TV, 200 hours reading the newspaper, and 12 hours reading a book. That by the time your child and mine will have completed high school, the typical, and I would think that most of we parents are typical parents, and most of our children are typical young people, that by the time that they have completed high school, our children will have viewed 18,000 murders and listened to more than 350,000 commercials. That the consequences of violence or illicit sex or any other sin are rarely shown. And that 98% of American homes have working TV sets. A larger percentage of our homes in our country have television sets working than they have indoor plumbing, refrigerators, or adequate diet. And that although 54% of our population are females, only about 25% of all television characters are female. That TV, whether we like it or not, does teach. It gives information, true or false, and displays behaviors that often are copied unconsciously. Stop and view this afternoon your own viewing habits as children. Before we do that, I would like to read from God's Word, from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 17 through 27. And he was setting out on his journey. A man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments: do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, all these I observed from my youth." And Jesus, looking upon him, loved him and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." And that saying, his countenance fell, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. I use this scripture passage as a basis for our study on TV and children, because we have a great position. We have great possession as God has blessed all of us with a family. And as we look at our children growing up, there are many things that we can offer them as parents, and also have our children ask us as parents, "You know, Mom and Dad, why can't we have better shows on television?" And hopefully this afternoon, in the course of our lecture and discussion, we may come to some positive ways in which our home and families can be enriched by our viewing habits. Let us take a look now at television, The Anonymous Teacher. This teacher, I hope, brought out some things that perhaps you are aware of in your own family as you have lived with your children and you've seen their responses. The television experience, it's not what you watch, it's the contents. The effect of television on children is centered upon the controls of the programs that children do watch. The Lutheran Standard here about a year ago wrote a long article, and in the article it gave very good credibility to the fact that television is a $6 billion a year business, television advertising. And that when you stop and think of when you go to the store and you buy something, and the questions ask you why you buy this, or why your children want it, could it not be that they maybe learned it from television? Television viewing takes up more of the average child's waking time than any other single activity in the average American household. The anonymous teacher focused on one child who said, "That's my favorite thing." Well, I'm sure if we take a poll even here among our children, they would no doubt say that television viewing is number one. I know a lot of families are changing viewing habits of their entire family. There are six most important needs that a child must have while developing. The first of those needs are the opportunity to work out family relationships to understand oneself. The television guide, about 6 months ago, ran as part of television series three parts on the endangered species, the American family. How many of you watched those three parts on the American family, the endangered species? A real interesting three-part series on what's happening. And it's happening because mom and dad, and brother and sister, each have their own shows, and in most homes, they have their own television set. And it's interesting to know that in a lot of homes, children have their own sets in their own bed, watching the sets unmonitored by even the parent, who is busy watching their own soap opera or their own sports show or doing their own thing. A child needs the opportunity to work out family relationships to understand oneself. The second thing that a child needs is self-direction and independence. Television is a dependent. And number three, to acquire fundamental communication skills. TV has no verbal participation. All you do is set and watch and listen. You can't talk back to the set. And quite often in most homes, the child watches by itself. What we hope to do, or what we hope to instill in parents, family life, is that you watch television with your child so that there can be some dialogue, so that there can be some conversation. And it's interesting to comment, even as a pastor, that in a lot of homes that I call, I have to compete with the television set. Most homes will not even turn the set off. They let it go on, and hopefully you'll have to talk around it. And maybe you have been, as I have been, when you're visiting with a neighbor, not even as a pastor, that the set is right there in the center. And how many homes here is your television in the center of the living room, you know? How many? How many is it in the family room? How many of you have your furniture situated so that when you sit down, you can easily watch television? Hold your hands up. You know, yeah. Why does it become the center focus in our home? Now, if it is center focus, then I wouldn't wonder that what we've just seen, the anonymous teacher and some of the little interviewers there, no doubt bring home a critical problem. And I have seen many people commenting and saying after taking television awareness training, I didn't really realize we were doing that. Can we make some changes? Yes, we can. There's always an on and off button. But somehow we have forgot that there is an off button. And it's interesting, in our country, how many of you have television sets that have on the channel from 1 to 99? How many of you have your numbers on your channel? My television set at home, you know, I can turn it to channel 32, nothing there. I can channel to 37, nothing there. I can go to 17 and nothing there. I can go to 19. I wonder why there isn't more options we have on television. You know that the airwaves are public property, yours and mine. And that for our children, wouldn't it be great if they could turn into a show uninterrupted by commercials? I must read something, a quote, and direct your attention to, it's a very expensive publication, but it's one that our networks all receive every month. It's called the Broadcasting Magazine. It costs about $35 a year to subscribe to. But in here, there are interesting little bits and pieces about the industry. And one I must read to you says, CBS won't play ball with ABC in children's ads. James Rosenfeld, president of CBS Television Network, last week denounced ABC's plan to reduce commercial time within weekend children's program. The president of CBS said, I cannot understand what advantage there is to this proposal of cutting out commercials on Saturday morning television. Looking also inside of television's interesting little magazine, comes out once a month, are the ones that are coming out on television for children. 45 markets already sold. The thrillers, the occult, spine-tingling mystery, eerie, diabolical. And I have found that there's an amazing way to check up on our three major networks. You know, I mentioned a little while ago about the numbers on our set. Wouldn't it be great to have a channel which our children could plug into? Wouldn't it be nice for you housewives to plug into a channel specially designed for good cooking and recipes, even new ideas and helpful ways to do your own plumbing at home? Or have an entire sports network. But you know, we have three major networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. Kind of a monopoly. If any of you have traveled in the communistic countries, you'll find that usually there is one channel on and off, and you get what the government wants you to have. We live in a country with all kinds of genius and ideas for children and for families. One interesting thing that in public broadcasting, most people look at that with weary eyes, but there also is a guide out in most large cities. Hungry Eye is called in Oregon, for public broadcasting. And in there is like the TV guide. It costs nothing. How many of your communities have something like this for public television? In there is a fantastic diagram of all the things on. And believe it or not, there are a lot of excellent things for children. Public broadcasting is different than the network broadcasting in that there are no commercials. And if you have not heard of it, I would advise you, to take a serious look the next time you are in your city, next time you are thinking about what can be done on television. It's interesting also to know that the effects of television have become very detrimental for our children. About 15 years ago, you could talk to average parents and the words like hyper were not even used. But now there is more hypertension, hyperactivity, all kinds of things that when we realize it, TV is a powerful controller of oneself. It controls one mind and it begins to lull it to sleep as hypnosis. TV is powerful controlled because, as I said earlier, it is addictive, like drugs. The same withdrawal symptoms are noted by those specialists who watch a person who continually watches television and finds there is very little difference between TV addiction and drug addiction. TV is powerful and controls. Again and again, it becomes very habit-forming. And you begin to say, I cannot go to church tonight because guess what show's on? And you begin to find out that you're drawn to control your entire family life. And boys and girls, sometimes, you don't want to go someplace because of the show that's on and what you're going to miss if you go and don't stay home. Television teaches a national tolerance of falsehood, exaggeration, and distortion. Example, Three's a Company, that living is okay on television. In California, there was a youngster, I've forgotten what his age was, that after seeing the movie Superman, went and tried it out and was killed. There are many who have tried experiments that they received knowledge of from television. And it's interesting to see how television can teach bad habits as well as perhaps some good habits. Take a look at the average evening primetime show now on television. Swearing has become commonplace. Adultery, homosexuality, all kinds of other things which quite often was talked about in the bedroom now is wide open for conversation to the youngest of our children. Acting like Fonzie, hairdos like Farrah, you name it, they learn it from television. Children normally begin watching TV before they read or begin to attend school. Children begin to learn their habits quite often today, not from their parents, but from television. The school years the average student spends per year is amazing when it comes to television. And as you heard in the film, television never takes a vacation. It's on every day, 52 weeks out of the year. And the amazing thing is television has become for many parents in our society a way of finding a cheap babysitter. And when mother wants to work, and little Johnny or Susie is beginning to bother, the set is turned on and go watch it. Be entertained. Because after all, it does get you out of our hair. When you stop and think of what television is doing, it begins to make one shudder. But when you think of that media and what it could do, it begins to make you more positive, not only about our society, but the position as we as church people can have about selective viewing. Hopefully, as we take a look at television, and hopefully as we look at our own habits, amazing things begin to take place. Not only the needs of our children, but the needs of our society as well. And as we look at that TV film, Teacher Anonymous, we find that we have a rare opportunity to see children as they view television. How many of us, as parents, would react positively to our child when they would come home and say, "You know, Mom, you know, Dad, I'd like to go down tonight and watch a murder in front of McDonald's"? I am sure you would do as I would do. I would cringe and I would say, "No way." But look what happens in our living rooms, on a television set, on any given evening. How many of you have ever seen anyone murdered? Hold up your hand. One hand. One hand's gone up. But how many of you have seen murders on television? Hold your hand up. This is the amazing thing, that as children and as adults, look at the effect. I would cringe to be present when someone was murdered. I don't know really right now how I would react. The only thing I would know that I would never forget it. And yet we've been so callous to see, you know, this part as children from the earliest of ages. The only way to get my way is to bang someone rather than to talk it out. One thing God has showed us through Scripture and through our church is that you and I are special. We're unique. I like you as you are. I like your humanness. Why couldn't our television show things as they really are? Why do things have to be so distorted? We find today, looking at our children, that there are very few heroes on television that we would like to emulate. I can think of very few. And yet what a positive influence we would have if we could begin to take a look at television offering something positive for families who are hurting as well as families who are not. Why can't TV be more positive, more sensitive to the needs of real families? Remember, though, in the outset I said, television is beamed into our home to sell a product. Many people think television is to entertain. That is not the purpose today. We have television being beamed in our home to sell a product. It's successful. Why? Because it sells a product. Some things that I would like to leave with you before we see our next film clip is the most comfortable attitudes that I would feel in the average home today would be the following. Watch television programs your child watches. Because amazingly, the programs your son or daughter are looking at are forming in their minds the window to the world. The rest of the world looks at us through the television. And quite often we find that even as adults, the rest of the world has a complete distortion of who we Americans really are. Watch television programs your children watch. Because after all, this is where they are picking up their ideas of the world out there. Because your child is using the God-given creation, their eyes. Use your mouth in the second place. Talk about television, believe it or not. Talk about the television program with your children while they're listening to it. How many of you have any dialogue with your child while they're watching a program? Excellent. Excellent. How many of you check on what your child watches? Okay. You have a control. You have a little control. It's interesting sometimes to take a look at what the best shows are. I have a clip out of a magazine that gives the worst and the best. But wouldn't it be great even if our church could come out with kind of a, on an annual basis, or when the new shows come out, with kind of ones not censoring, maybe we would need, I don't know, but ones that could pick out very analytically what the purpose of the shows are that our children watch. And maybe ask the children, what would you like to see? It's like Evel Knievel on that stunt cycle. In order for it to really work, you had to spend about $30. How many of you at Christmas time have bought a toy and come home and found that there was a part missing? The disclaimer that's on the side of the package. You look at the package and see the beautiful picture, and you get inside and find out it takes the rest of Christmas morning to put it together. The best positive show and the worst negative show. Help your child to relate. Help them to think what this show is about and what is the purpose of it. And what an interesting family night our homes could have. The third way in which to look at television is that there are tricks on TV. Many people don't realize it, but a lot of commercial activities and commercial ads and a lot of television is done by trick photography. That when it looks like someone's jumping out of the window, it may be only a few feet. An interesting, when I am commenting on something we'll talk about tomorrow, I tried to bring up with me the film called Seeing is Believing. Maybe if you have an opportunity when you get home to ask your pastor if he could check it out of the city library, but it is a fantastic one. It has to do with commercials for children. And it's a commercial on eating cereal. And it shows a gentleman who is under contract before he signed a contract for a cereal company. And he took a bite of the cereal and he gave an awful face. And they filmed this. And then it showed him, now as a company man, giving the same commercial. A smile on his face, making positive comments about a cereal that he just a few minutes said, yuck about. What a difference a dollar makes. Tricks on television. Easy to get swayed with what you say. Audiovisual aids are interesting. Programs or commercial to age 8, our child and our children do not know the difference between real or unreal. And when you think of that, how devastating that can be. The fourth thing that we could look at television about is use your hand to write to the broadcasters. How many of you write about a bad children's program, morally, spiritually, psychologically? How many of you write to the broadcaster and say that you thought the show was rotten for the following reasons? It's amazing. Very few hands have gone up. How many of you have ever gone down with your child to see a show being produced? It's interesting there to see that as the shows are being produced, you wonder, wow, on television it looks so perfect, and you go down to the studio and the things are a mess, except where the sterilized picture is being beamed so that it may come into our home looking like everything's perfect. Use your hand to write the broadcasters. How many of you have ever gone down to the studio and found the manager of your studio in your community and shook hands with him and began to say, I'd like to see your files on your station, which is public information. How many of you have ever looked into your TV studio's personal files, which are public property, and asked them you would like to page through them? How many of you have ever done that? Mind you, if six from your congregation, for six of your friends would go down in, not a necessarily all as a group, but go down maybe once a week for a few months, I am sure that those in the network would begin wondering, why are you here investigating us? It's open for your perusal. It's up to us to protect our children. It's up to us to see that television becomes more positive, because it's the window to the world. Shake hands with the ones who own your network. Give them some of your nutrition input. Give them some of your comments about sugar and junk food. Give them your comments about no commercials during children's programs. I was appalled at what CBS had said to ABC about commercials during children's program hours on Saturday morning. And yet that came right out of their little Bible, which is their broadcasting journal. ABC has made one attempt in the past 6 months. They have done it because of the pressure that's been applied to them by the producers of television awareness training. And those who are now getting a little training around our nation on what television is doing. ABC now has put on in prime time in the evening a little blurb with a famous star saying, "Use discretion in the shows that you watch." A first attempt in seeing that something done that's being done to tell our families, just don't sit down and watch 5 hours every night. Control what you watch. How to turn off. Use your finger to turn the set off in the sixth place. High and low part of the day. There is so much isolation in today's family. There is so much ample opportunity for mom and dad, sister and brother to sit down and have a family time. Maybe even around the TV set as part of family viewing. Is TV your friend or your foe? Let's take a look now for just a few moments on how television can have some positive aspects to a life in which we live today here in our country. Some examples of what can be done. The one with Yul Gibbons that brought some comment has been taken off television for what reason, you know? Beg pardon? Well, it's because it showed to a child that you can go out and pick off of a bush some things, and there were some children who got deathly sick because they picked the wrong things off the wrong bushes. That's been taken off television because of public demand, like you and I, saying, you know, that's not right. And so that was shown as an ad that has been taken off because of the problem that it caused. Other things like that can be done too when we as the consumer begin to realize that our children learn from television. And that when we stop and think, I'd like to pause for a few moments because yesterday it's not only Lutherans who are here at Holden Village, but there are also Presbyterians and Methodists and ones whose own national church bodies have some very good things going in the medium of their churches. I brought an advertisement of one that was this past year up here at Holden Village, where they have Narnia, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. Some of these things that are coming out that are exceptionally good from churches and also from industry that are now saying that there is a need to clean up television for some positive. Let's open it now for some discussion in the areas that you have looked at. Children's television, pro or con? You think it needs to be cleaned up? Let's start that way. Yes. Being the same commercial, a smile on his face, making positive comments about a cereal that he just a few minutes said yuck about. What a difference a dollar makes. Tricks on television. Easy to get swayed with what you say. Audiovisual aids are interesting. Programs or commercial to age 8, our child and our children do not know the difference between real or unreal. And when you think of that, how devastating that can be. The fourth thing that we could look at television about is use your hand to write to the broadcasters. How many of you write about a bad children's program morally, spiritually, psychologically? How many of you write to the broadcaster and say that you thought the show was rotten for the following reasons? amazing. Very few hands have gone up. How many of you have ever gone down with your child to see a show being produced? It's interesting there to see that as the shows are being produced, you wonder, wow, on television it looks so perfect, and you go down to the studio and the things are a mess, except where the sterilized picture is being beamed so that it may come into our home looking like everything's perfect. Use your hand to write the broadcasters. How many of you have ever gone down to the studio and found the manager of your studio in your community and shook hands with him and began to say, I'd like to see your files on your station, which is public information. How many of you have ever looked into your TV studio's personal files, which are public property, and asked them you would like to page through them? How many of you have ever done that? Mind you, if six from your congregation, for six of your friends would go down in, not a necessarily all as a group, but go down maybe once a week for a few months, I am sure that those in the network would begin wondering, why are you here investigating us? It's open for your perusal. It's up to us to protect our children. It's up to us to see that television becomes more positive, because it's the window to the world. Shake hands with the ones who own your network. Give them some of your nutrition input. Give them some of your comments about sugar and junk food. Give them your comments about no commercials during children's programs. I was appalled at what CBS had said to ABC about commercials during children's program hours on Saturday morning. And yet that came right out of their little Bible, which is their broadcasting journal. ABC has made one attempt in the past 6 months. They have done it because of the pressure that's been applied to them by the producers of television awareness training. And those who are now getting a little training around our nation on what television is doing.